You're listening to Jazz 88, and I'm your host, Patty Peterson. My guest is Jared Lawson, and you know I play his music because I love the evolution of how he writes for our times, but yet it resembles some of the artists that have lived throughout the last several decades. He's coming to town on the 28th of January, playing a show at the Dakota. We're going to get into that, and some of his music and some of the evolution of his career. This man sings from his soul, and it's our dear friend of the Twin Cities, Mr. Jared Lawson. How are you today?
I'm so good, Patty. Thanks for having me on the show.
I'm so pleased you're here because I'm really looking forward to hearing you perform your new music, and you're bringing it to Minneapolis. It's such a great time. So thank you for coming here. You have a newer CD out called Be the Change. Talk to me about you and your desire to write and come from a place of choosing to touch people's hearts when you're writing and performing.
Yeah, I mean, I think that comes from, you know, sort of my musical pedigree, which is, you know, I kind of cut my teeth on a lot of the social justice warriors of the 70s, people like Stevie Wonder and Curtis Mayfield and, you know, like people that were writing music that would kind of reflected what was going on in the world at the time. And I think that that's just always been sort of imbued into me as an artist. That I always felt like, you know, soul music specifically, I think is kind of inextricably intertwined with a message. At least in my mind, it is.
I think that there's that opportunity for you to have a moment to bend somebody's ear in a positive and meaningful way. And you do it so well.
Thank you so much. Oh. I appreciate that.
Okay, so when I met you, you had your debut album, Jared Lawson. You were performing in a couple of different clubs. Now you're coming to the Dakota. Do you envision yourself having a different show? And if so, how?
Well, for one thing, I'm going to be bringing some players out from Baltimore. Actually, I'll have a 7-piece band with horns.
Oh, my.
Which is, you know, in the past, I, of course, have worked with many of your family members, the Petersons. Or some of the baddest in the land, of course, as everyone knows. And I kind of just last minute made the decision. I was like, you know what? It's going to cost me a little more money to bring these guys out, but I think it would be really fun to kind of show everybody like what my show looks like with a band that I play with frequently. And so these are the guys I've been performing with quite a bit in the past, you know, year. So it's
wow.
Really going to be fun to kind of showcase this music in a way that really like, it brings the energy and it brings really a vibe that, you know, I can't really accomplish with like a quartet or something smaller. So
what's the vibe that people, if they don't know you, what can they expect to hear?
Well, they're going to expect to hear kind of a combination of, you know, music that stirs the soul, elements of jazz and funk and you know, all the music that really like lights me up. I kind of infuse into my music. And of course, you know, again, like I have always had at the forefront of my sort of artistic voice to say something that I feel is relevant. And I think that's always been one of my main pursuits is to not only create music that I think is beautiful and funky and moves people, makes people want to move, but also, you know, the central focus of that is a message that really moves, stirs the heart. Makes you think about things in a different way, maybe then ask questions that, you know, kind of light up your brain in a different way, maybe that you hadn't thought of. Yeah, so that's what I bring.
Where do we go from here? Oh, how do we move beyond the take time to heal these wounds from the trail of tears in our way. To younger generations undefiled, we'll be a lighthouse to guide the minds, be the change we want to see. Come on, let's be the change.
That's Jared Lawson with the title cut of his new album called Be the Change. Jared is my guest. He's coming to the Twin Cities on January 28th at 7 o'clock at the Dakota. But we're going to get on with our interview with Mr. Jared Lawson. Now, I know you've been dubbed the Soul Artist of the Year at the Jazz FM Awards in London and the hottest talent to hit the soul music in at least 10 years. When I look at that on your bio, this is a newer album you have out. How is it that you got such great recognition in London? Was it your first album? Was it? Tell me about that.
Yeah, it was my first album. And, you know, at that time, I had been, you know, I wasn't like really in the music industry at that time. I had been working on an album, my first album, for about 4 years. And I'd never done any touring. I'd never really like played music outside of Portland, Oregon so much. I had traveled extensively, but not specifically to play music. Anyway, I threw up my debut album on iTunes one day, just kind of haphazardly, and was like, ah, let's just see what happens. And maybe a month later, I'm getting all of these messages from these DJs and like tastemakers in the UK specifically, like tons of them hitting me up like, hey man, just found your music. Where did this come from? Who are you? Tell me more about you. You know, just like all these queries, because I was unknown at that point. And I remember the first time I actually heard some of my songs getting played on, you know, a UK radio station, I just about lost my whole mind. It's like, oh my God, what is happening right now? And that was just kind of the beginning of my life changing. And, you know, it wasn't long after that that I was touring extensively across the globe and going to places like Japan and Australia and all over the place. So yeah, that first album really changed my life.
Yeah, well, and it is so great. And I hope people look up Jared Lawson, that's under your name, your debut album, in addition to this new one you have called Be the Change. Now, those are some of the tunes that I'm currently playing is Be the Change. And oh gosh, you've got some great titles. Universal Chord. Yeah, you know you've done your homework when you come up with a song title like that. We got a lot of those pensive conversations going on in our Twin Cities right now. And I saw your social media post regarding you're going to bring the love to Minneapolis because it's time for us to just bring some warmth and love and creativity and titles like that to the Twin Cities. And I can't wait for you to do that.
I appreciate it.
You have a favorite song that you love to do every single time by any chance?
Gosh, that's a great question. I mean, they're my babies, so I love so many of them. Be the Change is definitely one of my favorite songs to do, and I think it's probably at this point maybe my most recognizable song. And so it's really fun to, when I'm in a live scenario, kind of look out into the crowd and I can see a lot of people singing along to the lyrics. So that is always like a really cool moment when you see people singing along to the words to your songs, you know, that you've written.
Jared Lawson, thank you so much for being here. I also want to say hats off to you for the recognition you got from our former First Lady, Michelle Obama. That had to be a feather in your hat.
No doubt. No doubt. Yeah, I bring it up as often as I possibly can.
Well, and I had to do it for you because when I saw it, I thought, right on, Jared. That's so cool. Before we go, I want to say congratulations. You have a new little girl in your life, you and your wife, and she's like brand new, isn't she?
She is about 3.5 weeks. You're 3.5 weeks old. Yep. Her name is Sage Lee Lawson, and she is just my whole world right now. So, yes, thank you
so
much.
Congratulations. In closing, Jared, what is on the horizon for you?
Yes, actually, a lot of big things in the works for 2026. I've got a whole new album of original music coming in May. And then we're going to be dropping a single from that upcoming album next month on February the 6th called Do What You Gotta. So I'm very excited about that.
Thank you so much for being here. Jared Lawson, my guest here at Jazz 88.
Bless you, Patty. Appreciate you so much.
Jared Lawson at the Dakota, January 28th, starting at 7 o'clock with his 7-piece band. And you can go to dakotacooks.com for more information. This is Patty Peterson for Jazz 88.